Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
A local hospital is fundraising for a remodel of the emergency department. Let's go in depth with Dr. Logan Miller and Kevin Stitzworth with the Knoxville Hospital and Clinics. Dr. Miller, how long have you been with the Knoxville Hospital and Clinics and ER?
I've been with the Knoxville ER for 2 years now. I've just passed my second year anniversary. So I've been here. We started hiring full-time ER physicians. I was actually the first full-time ER physician that was hired by Knoxville themselves.
And so how's it going?
So it's been amazing. It's been a great experience for not only myself, but for me and my family. It was a big investment both ways. I sat down with the CEO of Knoxville, and it was really a big decision to move my entire family down to the Knoxville community. So not only was it an investment for my job, but it was a lifestyle investment for us as well, because we live in the Knoxville community. And so it's been fantastic. My kids are in school now. They're in fourth grade, and I have one in kindergarten, and they're loving it. And we love the Knoxville community, and it's just been an absolute joy to take care of everybody in the Knoxville community, my neighbors and my friends and my family.
Well, now, one of the things that happens in all hospitals is they're constantly having to reassess the facility, equipment, all kinds of things are continually needing to change. And one of the things that's happening now is the recognition that there needs to be an expansion for a variety of reasons of the emergency department, right?
Correct. Absolutely. There's always that need for reassessment. Healthcare is always evolving, and that is very true in the ER realm. In the ER realm, in Knoxville specifically, we're taking care of more acute patients. We're taking care of more mental health patients, and so we're constantly reassessing the need for renovations and for staffing and for equipment, and that is an ongoing process. Absolutely.
Kevin just gave me a really quick tour, but I've been in there before. I've had family members in your department, and I guess I'll say it seemed a little crowded, and probably not every bed had the privacy that we sort of want now. It was okay not to be so private when I was a kid and in recent years, but privacy is increasingly important. Is that accurate?
I would say that is accurate. Our footprint for our volume, our square footage per volume meets the requirements and what we need, but we could absolutely use a renovation as far as being more efficient, using more space. Like I mentioned before, our needs as a healthcare community are always evolving, and I see that in the Knoxville community as well. We are needing more private rooms because I am taking care of more mental health patients. We're taking care of more acute cases. We are taking care of patients that need rapid medical care. And I'm proud to be a part of that team to where we can deliver top quality care to our community. But with that, it becomes a rate limiting step, if you will, to use a scientific term. The facility then becomes my rate limiting step to where that becomes more of a hindrance than an aid. And so we're at that point where we need to look at our facilities and renovating those, and so it can keep up with my team.
More in depth after this.
Continued my conversation with Dr. Logan Miller and Kevin Stitzworth with the Knoxville Hospital and Clinics about fundraising for a remodel of the emergency department. Again, this is just something all hospitals go through, and it's
absolutely
time to do it now here with the ER. And one of the things that I've noticed is, seems, we don't have to go into the reasons why, but it seems there's more patients with mental issues that spend a lot of time here. Kevin gave me a quick tour, and I've been in there before, and it doesn't look like you're exactly outfitted for some extended times with people that are having mental issues. I mean, there's chairs, there's all kinds of things I don't understand on the walls with buttons, bells, and whistles, right? And so I'm guessing you need to adjust to that too and have special facilities for people that need that special room?
That's well said, absolutely. As a whole, there is a mental health bed shortage in the state of Iowa. In fact, nationwide, but you know, we feel it in Iowa because we live here. There is a mental health bed shortage. And so what that does, and this is across the state, we are now taking care of more mental health patients in the emergency department, and their stays have increased. In fact, over the last year, we pulled some numbers that showed the average wait for transfer for these patients have increased by 31% to 22 hours. So that's 22 hours in the emergency room.
22 hours?
Yeah, it's extensive. And that is not... It's a system problem to where we have limited resources. The state has limited mental health beds. They are trying to rectify it, but in the meantime, it falls on the emergency department to give those patients care.
So another need for the, aside from the expansion, a special kind of use. Do you see one or two rooms? How many patients do you tend to have at a time?
It depends on the day. You know, I can have anywhere from 5, 4 to 1. So it depends on the day. On average, we have mental health, just strictly speaking, mental health, we have multiple a week. And of course, not all transfers take that long, but they can. They absolutely can. There's a lot of factors that go into it. And so this renovation would benefit us to be able to cater to those patients, to best serve them, to give them the best health care that we can.
Keep them safe.
Absolutely.
Is there any aspect of this that I didn't know enough to touch on that you want to add about what needs to be remodeled? The workspace, the beds, the privacy, mental health, anything else?
Sure, yeah. The ER as a whole, I've seen an evolution. Since I've been here the last 2 years, there's been an evolution of care. We have since brought on 2 additional full-time physicians that are hired directly by the Knoxville Hospital. We're seeing more patients, we're seeing more acute cases, and what I mean by that, sicker patients, people that need more intense care. And so this remodeling will assist us to be able to give them the care that they need. Our trauma bays could use renovated to be brought up to better standards to where I can take care of them in a more timely manner and a more efficient manner. And there's a lot that goes into it, and I won't go into all of the details, but the big focuses for me for this remodel would be more private rooms, better mental health care, better trauma spaces so I can take care of my very sick patients that come in. For when those family members have emergencies, I can talk to them. I can also take care of those patients at the same time and do it very efficiently. And multiple patients at a time. A lot of times I get patients that have a trauma or a heart attack or a stroke, and I want to be able to jump from space to space to space and have those sensitive conversations with family members in a private setting and also be able to do so efficiently.
Yeah, we don't need to be hearing about each other's problems and woes.
Absolutely. You know, in time of an emergency, it doesn't matter. It's getting the care that they need, but if I can make it better, I'm sure on board for that.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Dr. Logan Miller and Kevin Stitzworth with the Knoxville Hospital and Clinics about fundraising for a remodel of the emergency department. And so it's going to make you more efficient and better at communicating, more safe space for, I don't know, everybody that's involved,
absolutely,
the entire staff and all of the patients and their families.
Absolutely. And part of that, too, one thing that I'd love to see is bedside charting in our ER. I'll just plug that really fast because that allows the nursing staff and the technicians to be able to enter vitals really quick. So I can see that immediately. I can know when I need to initiate certain protocols that can be life-saving for these people.
Well, now, Kevin, Dr. Meller's made a pretty convincing case that the community needs to come together and make this happen for the community. And so how are you pulling together the fundraising effort?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, this has been a strange year. That just goes without saying, but, during this pandemic, we've just everyone's had to adjust the way they've done things. And two of our biggest fundraisers, in-person fundraisers during the year, is we had to cancel. So the gala, which would be coming up here this fall, and then in July we usually hold a golf classic. And unfortunately, we weren't able to hold those. So we've pivoted a little bit, and in the coming weeks, beginning October 26th and running through November 13th, we're going to have an online campaign, a fundraiser exclusively for our ER renovation. So we're really excited about that. The foundation board has been charged to raise the funds for this renovation. Again, we've changed plans in the sense of what our remodel was going to be like and when we were going to do it. So I think now is a great opportune time to go ahead and begin fundraising for that.
How do you go about that? I mean, you have to have a way to convince people of the need, which is part of what we're doing here. But then also there's got to be, I don't know, most of the time there's something fun along with it. You got anything fun with the fundraising event?
Yeah, we're trying to pull in an element from the gala from last year, in the sense of we're going to have a raffle drawing for a trip getaway. So anyone who buys tickets, you can buy a ticket $30 each or two for $50, and then your name is put into a drawing, and then the winner will get to pick one of four different destinations. And I think we're all ready to get away and just forget about all of our troubles, right? So the four destinations include Lake Tahoe, a Tennessee whiskey adventure, Punta Cana, and Key West. So I think there's something for everyone in there. But, if you just look for our Facebook posts and our website, we're going to be advertising this a lot the next 3 weeks. But it's going to be really simple to just go online. There's going to be some videos about our ER, feature Dr. Meller in there as well. And just talks about our why. And you can see firsthand exactly what our needs are. And then if you want to donate or if you want to buy a raffle ticket, you can just go to the site.
So you've got some nice travel packages for us. Any other prizes?
Yes. So when donor gives, we have some gift packages that we'll be drawing from. And the gift packages are based on the level of giving. So we have three different levels. So if someone who gives between $100 and $250 will have an I Choose Knoxville package, which includes movie tickets to the Grand Theater, Baggio's gift certificate, Candy's gift certificate, A&P, Coffee Connection, and then Raymakers. So our local businesses have really just stepped up and been generous with that. Anyone who gives over $250 into the $500 level, there'll be a nice Peace Tree Brewing Company gift package. And then anyone that gives over $500 will be entered into a drawing for a Knoxville Raceway VIP package. So an 8-person suite on the front stretch of the Knoxville Raceway for July 3rd. It includes VIP passes and food from Checkered Flag concessions. So, again, thank you to all these sponsors and just many others who have just stepped up. So we're really excited about this.
And how do we pay for it? Is there like a PayPal thing? Or anything?
There is. You'll be able to pay online using PayPal with your credit card. That's the way we prefer. Or you can also just mail a check to the hospital to my attention. And if you have any questions, feel free to call the hospital or to email me. And I'm happy to make arrangements that way as well.
And so, yeah, a lot of people aren't used to doing the internet. And so just write a check made payable to the Knoxville Hospital
Foundation.
Mm-hmm. And that'll be good.
And that'll be good, absolutely. And, you know, I want to give a shout out to our partners and our sponsors. You know, I reached out to many of those who had sponsored our gala and our golf classic, and I gotta tell you, without hesitation, we've had many just step up and say, this is a need. You know, we recognize that this is an important part of the hospital and our community. So really a big shout out. You'll see that our sponsors listed on the website in the coming weeks, but I encourage people, you know, this is such a weird time, and, you know, it's hard for everyone, especially financial wise. And, you know, we have felt the love from the community and from our business partners this year, you know, just their attention on healthcare workers, and we appreciate it. So anything that anyone can give, we appreciate. And, you know, I encourage people to just go support our business partners and individuals in our community who have given to us, because without them, we can't exist. You know, a lot of people don't realize that we're a nonprofit organization, and so we rely on the generosity of donations from the community and from business partners. So we really appreciate everyone that has gone ahead of us and just supported us throughout the years.
Well, the hospital, a hospital, is a key part to any rural community thriving. I guess, and it's a major employer, it's a major force for attracting new talent here, new businesses, keeping older businesses here, helping them grow, and it's a job generator. I mean, all of us investing in the hospital is investing in the community, ourselves, and our family. And I think it's just really neat that, Dr. Miller, your investment included coming here and building your life here, too. So this is you're a part of this community and serving us and contributing in so many ways. And so now we need to come together and help the hospital, help you, help us.
Well, thank you so much for saying that. And I just want to echo the same sentiments that Kevin has already made. I'm so grateful for the Knoxville community. It's been an amazing 2 years. The amount of love and outpouring support that we receive is astounding, especially during this pandemic and during these uneasy times. It is so great to be able to see people give to the hospital. And like you mentioned, you said it perfectly, that this hospital is such a large part of this community. And by investing in that, we're able to invest in our community. And it has been fantastic for me to be here. It's been fantastic for me to take care of my neighbors and those that I care about and know, and to be able to run into them afterwards and to see how they're doing. And I truly appreciate it. And it's really heartwarming to see that kind of generosity, is how I'd put it.
Thanks to Dr. Logan Miller and Kevin Stitzworth for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.